Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Alhamdulillah, we are about to discuss Hikmah number 10 of Nahjul Balagha, which is among the deepest quotes of our master Imam Ali alayhi salam, where Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, إِذَا قَدَرَتَ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّكَ فَاجْعَلِ الْعَفْعَنْ شُكْرًا لِلْقُدْرَةِ عَلَىٰهِ. When you gain power over your adversary, pardon him by way of thanks for being able to overpower him. We can analyze this beautiful wise quote from two perspectives. First, akhlaqi and moral perspective, and second, political and governmental perspective. Before starting to dive into this beautiful fountain of wisdom, we should know that the forgiveness and pardoning that is mentioned here is on a personal level, not on a social or national level, because we are not in a position to overlook offenses when it comes to the rights of other people in society or the ummah as a nation. Therefore, from the moral and akhlaqi perspective, the very deep and precise message of this wise code is that when it comes to personal rights, we should forgive others' mistakes and shortcomings and never look for revenge. Imam Ali alayhi salam explains this fact in the Hikmah 185 or 194, depending on the edition of Nahjul Balagha you're looking at, where he says, مَتَى أَشْفِي غَيْرِي إِذَا غَضِبْتْ أَحِينَ أَعْجَزُ عَنِ الْإِنْتِقَامِ فَيُقَالُ لِي لَوْ صَبَرْتْ أَوْ حِينَ أَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ فَيُقَالُ لِي لَوْ عَفَوْتْ. If I am angry, when shall I cure my anger? When I am unable to take revenge and it be said to me, better you endure, or when I have power to take revenge and it be said to me, better you forgive. Which Imam puts a very nice and deep argument forward, saying that if I should be after taking revenge about my personal rights, when will be the time for forgiveness, which has been emphasized so much in our religion? There is this beautiful narration from our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, that says he was looking at the sky and sometimes he would smile and sometimes tears would appear in his eyes. Some of the companions ask about his state and he started explaining, I see that it is the day of judgment. A person is brought forth and another approaches and says, oh Allah, this man has wronged me and owes me. Take my right from him. Allah asks that person to give him the man's right. But he replies, on my way, everyone collected their debts and I have nothing left to give. The other person says, well, if he has nothing left to give, add some of my sins to his load and lighten mine. Here, tears came to Rasulullah's eyes and he said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ لَيَوْمٌ تَحْتَاجُ النَّاسَ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ مَنْ يَحْمِلُ عَنْهُمْ أَوْزَارَهُمْ. That day is the day when people need someone to take their load and carry it. And Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, continued and said, then the creditor's gaze fell on the place in heaven and it attracted his attention. And he said, who is that place for? Allah replied, that is to be for the one who can afford it and pay the price of it. The person says, maybe I could pay for it because I have a lot of good deeds and I even have some of good deeds of others. Allah replies that the price for that place is to forgive. Therefore, that man forgave the person who had wronged him and got the deal. My brothers and sisters, there are many narrations about the high value of forgiveness. For example, our beloved Prophet salawatullah wa salamu alayhi said, "Man ya'fu ya'fu Allahu an." Whoever forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Or our beloved master Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Iza usiya ilaykum fa'fu wasfahu kama tuhibbun an yu'fa alaykum." If anyone wronged you, forgive him and cover for him the same way you would like to be forgiven. And also Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Awad nafsaka samah. Make it a habit for yourself to be forgiving and fair. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, Inna a'fan nasi man afiya an qudratin. The most forgiving person is the one who forgives while he is in power. Or again, our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, Be forgiving, for it has nothing for the servant but honor. So forgive and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor you. Again, our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, The worst people are those who do not forgive sins and do not pardon mistakes. And many more narrations have reached us that emphasize forgiveness. So my brothers and sisters, we as followers of Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and other Ma'sumin alayhim salam, must take forgiving one of our habits so that Allah's blessings and guidance will follow into every aspect of our lives in dunya and the hereafter. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.